Former President Trump was indicted today by a federal grand jury on four counts related to efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. Trump was indicted on charges including conspiracy to defraud the United States, witness tampering, conspiracy against the rights of citizens, and obstruction of and attempt to obstruct an official proceeding. Special Counsel Jack Smith made rare public remarks after the case was unsealed.
The attack on our nation's capital on January 6, 2021, was an unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy. As described in the indictment, it was fueled by lies.
Well, joining us now to discuss the latest is NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Elsa.
Okay, so these are perhaps the most serious set of allegations against the former president, at least so far. What is being alleged specifically today?
Yeah, the indictment states pretty plainly that Donald Trump lost the 2020 presidential election and he knew it, but instead he stood at the center of several conspiracies to try to cling to power using lies he knew were false, to try to create what the indictment says was an intense atmosphere of mistrust and anger, and then trying to exploit the violence and chaos on the Capitol on January 6th to try to delay the certification of those votes.
Okay, and who else is named in this document?
Donald Trump is the only person charged in this indictment, but interestingly, there are six people listed as co-conspirators. We don't have their names, but we have some biographical details. Several of them are attorneys. One is a political consultant. Another one worked at the Justice Department at the time, and that aligns pretty closely with people we know who have been of interest to these investigators. They include people like Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, former law professor John Eastman, and former Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark, among others.
Okay. Well, we know that Special Counsel Jack Smith, whom we heard from earlier, has been investigating this for quite some time. What are the next steps at this point?
Yeah, Donald Trump is due in court here in Washington for an initial appearance before a magistrate judge on August 3rd in the afternoon. And the case has been assigned to Judge Tanya Chutkan. She's an Obama appointee and a former public defender. Special Counsel Jack Smith told us today he wants a speedy trial, but it's really hard to see when that's going to happen in 2024 because
exactly.
Trump has a lot of other stuff going on.
Uh-huh. All right. And he is facing other legal troubles, too. Let's remind everyone, walk us through those allegations.
Sure. First, then. There's that case against Manhattan involving Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who's accused Trump of violating certain records laws for hush money payments to the adult film actress Stormy Daniels. That's supposed to happen, that trial, in March 2024. Then former President Trump is set to go on trial in May 2024 in Florida over allegations that he willfully retained national security secrets at his Mar-a-Lago resort. There are a bunch of civil lawsuits also, but this case today, by far the most serious, an attempt to charge at the bedrock of American democracy and the peaceful transfer of power.
Indeed, a lot on his plate going into 2024. Okay, well, Carrie, what has former President Trump been saying so far about these latest charges?
Donald Trump put out a statement saying this is election interference in his view because he's running again for the White House in 2024. Of course, he's the front runner for the Republican nomination. Right now, Trump says, why didn't the Justice Department bring these charges 2.5 years ago? He says he's relied on his attorneys at that time, and he's been fundraising off these new charges today. I got a couple of messages this afternoon asking for donations, including Trump selling a new limited edition t-shirt as well.
Huh. That is NPR's Carrie Johnson. Thank you so much again, Carrie.
My pleasure.